Hello, everybody. It's Alexander Larson from Bible Truth 23, back with another soul winning tip. And today I want to talk about asking open-ended questions in your gospel presentation. And I, again, think this is very important. This is something you should include alongside examples and illustrations, which I talked about in the last video. And this is, again, a mistake that I see a lot of new soul winners make, and I myself did make as well when I was new at soul winning. Of just asking yes and no questions the whole time instead of open-ended questions to make sure they're really getting it. Because if you just ask yes or no questions, 9 times out of 10, people are just going to say yes every time. And they're just going to say yeah or no, because they're not really paying attention. They're just going along with whatever you're saying. They're not really understanding it. So open-ended questions really show what they believe from the heart, okay, if they're getting it or not. And an open-ended question is just any question that is not a yes or no question, but requires them to actually give a more detailed answer. Let me give you a few examples of open-ended questions you could ask during your gospel presentation. For example, if you usually when I go to John 3:16, I read it, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." I'll ask them, "Do you know what whosoever means?" And that's a yes or no question. But then I'll ask, "Well, according to Jesus, if you believe in him, what will you have?" Okay, that shows that they actually have to, you know, understand what the verse is saying and read the verse in order to answer that correctly. I'll say, "Well, if you believe in Jesus, according to Jesus himself, what will you have?" And again, if they're paying attention, if they're understanding, they'll say, "Everlasting life." And so I'll ask them, "Well, where does that mean you'll go when you die?" Right? So that's not a yes or no question. They'll have to answer heaven or hell, right? Another example is, usually at the end of my gospel presentation, I'll go through and ask a whole bunch of questions at the end. And I might make a future video about that, about doing a recap at the end. But I'll ask questions like, "Well, now that I've shown you what the Bible says, what do you have to do to go to heaven?" Okay. Now, ask that instead of saying, "Do you believe? All you have to do is believe." Because again, some people will just automatically just say yes, even if they don't believe that or understand it, right? Because they're just trying to please you, okay? So instead of asking, "Well, do you believe this?" or "Do you believe, you know, that it's just by faith?" or "Do you believe this?" or "Do you believe that?" Don't ask a yes or no question. Ask them, "Now that I've shown you what the Bible says, what do you have to do to go to heaven?" Okay? And if they understand it, they believe it, they'll say, "Well, just believe in Jesus," right? And then after that, you could ask something along the lines of, "Is there anything else you have to do, or is it just faith? Like, do you have to do these good works also," right? And, you know, things like that, right? Or you could ask, you know, "Where do you deserve to go as a punishment for your sins?" And this is a good question to ask, because there are some people who don't want to admit that they deserve hell for some reason, because they still think that they're good enough to go to heaven, and they still think salvation is about the way that they live, okay? So that's important to get that out of them, of whether they understand that they're a sinner and they deserve hell, so that they can trust in Jesus and not in themselves to be saved. So those are other questions you could ask. So just make sure to ask open-ended questions during your gospel presentation, so you can actually get out of them what they truly believe. You could ask them, what's another example? What's something I haven't gone over yet? It's kind of hard to just pull these out, you know, just right away, because I'm not saying yes and no questions are necessarily bad to ask. You should ask a few, because some things can only be phrased as a yes or no question, but there are definitely open-ended questions you need in your gospel presentation, like concerning asking if they believe or not, or just asking, you know, after they believe, if you believe, you know, where are you going to go when you die now, right? So usually after I call upon the name of the Lord with them, I'll ask them, "Well, now that you have done this, you know, where will you go if you die today?" And then sometimes I'll ask, "Well, what happens if, you know, 30 years down the road, you kill somebody or you do something bad? Where will you go when you die?" You know, again, they have to answer either heaven or hell, or if they're still not sure, they'll say, "I don't know," right? And then I'll ask them why. You know, if they say, "No matter what, I'm going to heaven," I'll ask them why. And again, if they understand, they believe it, they'll say, "Because I believe in Jesus," right? And I'll also ask them, during eternal security, maybe, like, I'll give an example, like I talked about in the previous video of, well, what if you were to do this? What if you were to do that? Would you go to heaven or hell when you die? And they say, well, I'm still going to heaven, right? No matter what. And I'll say, well, why is that? And they'll say, because God gave the promise of eternal life. No matter what, you can never lose it, right? After showing them what the Bible says. Sometimes I'll give the example of after giving the gift, how many times do I have to give it to you for it to be yours, right? If the Bible says it is a gift, the Bible says it's eternal. So if I say, well, I'll give this Bible to you as a gift and I promise it's yours forever, how many times do I have to give it to you? And if they understand, they'll say only one time, right? It's not a process, right? And then I'll say, well, if I come back and I take it back from you for any reason, did I keep my promise? So what would that make me, right? If I didn't keep my promise. And if they're, again, if they're paying attention, they'll, most of the time they'll say a liar, which usually I use that to segue into Titus 1:2 in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. So these are some good questions to ask, and there's other ones you could as well. But just make sure that when you definitely ask them about what they believe they have to do to go to heaven, you ask that as an open-ended question of what do you believe you have to do to go to heaven? What does it take to go to heaven? Where will you go when you die? Why? Those kinds of things to make sure they actually understand, they actually believe it, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So thank you, buddy, for watching. God bless you and goodbye.